This, of course, is the great Donna Summer. One of the biggest pop music stars of all time, she sold millions of copies of her hits in the 1970s and won 5 Grammy Awards. She was a native of Dorchester who began singing in her church choir and went on to become the queen of disco. Donna Summer died 2 years ago in May, and to celebrate her musical legacy and to have some summer fun, the arts organization and music festival Together Boston is teaming up with the city to host a free roller disco party on City Hall Plaza tomorrow night. Among her big fans, our friend Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair. He joins us now for this week's Artery segment when we talk to artists, curators, and critics about what's exciting them on the local art scene. And Graham, welcome back to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Thanks a lot, Anthony. It's great to be here.
Now, you're usually here to talk about opera, chamber music, but you're a Donna Summer fan. Who knew?
Yeah, well, I'm not even sure that I really knew. But it's definitely, it's the summer of Donna Summer, and I really came to fully appreciate just what an important artist she is, certainly for Boston.
So we're going to talk about that, but I want to talk about this event tomorrow. It's being billed as a celebration of summer, the Donna Summer Memorial Roller Disco Tribute Party. So tell us a little bit about this event at City Hall Plaza.
It's a free event running from 6 to 10 o'clock. All of City Hall Plaza is being turned into a roller rink. They're laying down a special floor for this. You can bring your own skates if you've got them, but if you don't, they're going to have free skate rentals there too. There's, of course, going to be a DJ, DJ Khan, who's also a native of Dorchester, who's going to be spinning some funk and some disco remixes, including, absolutely, remixes of Donna Summer hits. And there's even going to be a couple of drag queens on hand who are going to be demonstrating some of the disco-era fashion.
There's a push, I understand, as well, to build a statue or a memorial to Donna Summer in Dorchester. Is this event part of that push?
It's definitely part of the push. You know, the statue isn't officially happening yet, but there seems to be a lot of momentum. And the fact that the city of Boston is a partner in creating this event hopefully is a sign that this momentum is directing towards some progress here.
Well, we spoke to David Day. He's the creative director of Together Boston and the organizer of the event. He told us that part of the push to build a memorial to Donna Summer is to draw visitors to the city.
I don't think it's going to be a statue as much as it will be a permanent fixture of tremendous breadth somewhere in Dorchester, Roxbury, that will sort of celebrate her legacy with being more than a mural, more than, you know, a permanent marble statue, something really eloquent and powerful that someone from another country comes to Boston, they say, oh, we have to go to the Donna Summer Memorial because she's, you know, we love her.
So I'm thinking of statues, Graham, of famous natives around town. There's JFK, Red Auerbach, Bill Russell, James Michael Curley, among others. Be nice to have Donna Summer added to that list of local immortals, don't you think?
Oh, I think so. I mean, cultural history didn't stop 100 years ago.
Right.
So it's nice to acknowledge, the impact of a more recent musician and cultural figure. It was definitely a bit of an epiphany to recognize that something from the disco era actually has impact on music today. It's almost a ridiculous thought for me to think, oh, disco is relevant in some way. But if you look at the roots of a lot of the electronic music that we're listening to now, it can be traced back not only to that era, but particularly to Donna Summer herself.
So, Graham, what's the first Donna Summer song that you heard and that attracted you to her music?
Well, I think probably the first one that I remember vividly would be Last Dance.
So let's dance, let's dance, let's dance, let's dance, let's dance, let's dance tonight.
One of the things that's distinctive is, you know, as that era was shifting away from so much, you know, acoustic music to more electronic sounds, more synthetic sounds, her voice still was something that was, you know, passionate and real and, you know, organic. And that's, I think, what ties it together.
So So, Graham, Donna Summer died in May of 2012 from cancer. She was just 63. What do you think her legacy is today? I mean, how do we remember her?
On the one hand, there's no doubt of her impact as a Billboard top recording artist. You look at the top 10 hits and the top 100 hits, and she was, you know, surely included as one of the greats. But I do think one of the most lasting impacts is about bringing that era of electronic music to us. You know, certainly there were electronic music existed before her. In the 60s and 70s, synthesizers were coming around, but they were basically a fringe element before that. And so I think when you take something that could be almost gimmicky and then put it in the hands of an artist, that's when it can be brought into the mainstream. And, you know, if you listen to some of the early music of that era, including some of her early recordings, you hear, you know, lots of acoustic brass, electric guitar, the drums. But then you listen just a few years later, all of a sudden these electronic sounds, the synthetic sounds are coming in there. And that's certainly a huge impact, no doubt.
Well, here's David Day again, the creative director of Together Boston, talking about Donna Summer's legacy.
Her legacy is immense. I mean, she really could almost be compared to Elvis in some ways, in the sense that she threw her creativity and her talent into this new sound.
So, Graham, you're a big Donna Summer fan. That's been established. I assume you'll be there at City Hall Plaza tomorrow night. Are you bringing your roller skates?
Boy, you know, I've got these flashbacks of when I was, you know, in these middle school and high school parties stumbling around on skates. I might have to be a spectator for this one, but we'll see.
All right. Graham Wright, he's the founder and host of Opus Affair, an art salon that meets monthly in Boston and just recently expanded into Miami. He was telling us about the Donna Summer Roller Disco Tribute Party that kicks off tomorrow night on City Hall Plaza. A lot more information at radioboston.org. Graham, thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure.